right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Beat Happening with Fortune Cookie Prize from the Dreamy record. And before that, Joy Division, a classic, She's Lost Control from Unknown Pleasures. And that was the BMX Bandits before them with E-102 from the Rise and Fall of BMX Bandits. And we started that set off with Jesus and Mary Chains in a Hole from the Psycho Candy record, which is what we are paying tribute to tonight. Except this time, instead of just playing Jesus and Mary Chain all the way through, I'm playing select tracks from the record and other artists that were referenced in the book. There's a book called, it's called Psycho Candy, written by Paula Mejia, who is actually from Washington, D.C., which is kind of cool since I spent about 8 years there, formative years, as it were. And, you know, it's a great book, I think. It's pretty good. Not the best one I've read in that series, but there are quite a few to choose from. And, you know, it's amazing to me is just thinking about what she wrote about is just how hard the band worked. The Jesus and Mary Chain, primarily Jim and William Reed, worked very hard. They put together their own press packs. They put together their own mailers. They made their own artwork. They recorded their own stuff. I think they went in the studio with somebody. I can't remember who, from that Alan McGee. That wasn't really a big part of the book, was the actual recording process. It's more like the culture and who they were as individuals or as a band and where they fit into the whole, I don't know, the whole political scene when it came to music and life in the UK. And it was interesting how it became sort of like a little trend. I mean, a lot of people started dressing like them. They would go to shows in all over the world and find people dressed in the same, you know, poofy hair with the Ray-Bans and the black leather jacket. So, yes, I'm not saying it's a trend that swept the world, but certainly that's something their fans started to do. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, Taste the Floor from Psycho Candy, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Don't shine, and all the stars don't shine. Thank you.
1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's the seeds. Digging deep for something. When we came up with this, the seeds, pushing too hard, I believe that was also on the Nuggets collection. And I know that because it came up when I did a little research there in Apple Music. Like a Nuggets compilation came up. It also came up in the Rivendell, but how we track all the songs that we play. Anyway, before that, the Beatles, Tomorrow Never Knows from Revolver. You know what's funny is that when that was referenced, well, the Beatles themselves, not Revolver or that even, or even that song, but when the Beatles were referenced in the book, I'm like, oh, come on, everyone's been, was influenced by the Beatles. Really? I'm not going to play them on my show or anything, but then it was a couple times it was referenced, and I'm like, all right, fine. Before that, Strawberry Switchblade with Since Yesterday from their self-titled, I think it's their debut. And, you know, unremarkable song, whatever. I think it's just like a UK pop thing that that Jim and William Reid were influenced by. So we need to slide that in there. And we started off the set with Jesus and Mary Chain's Taste the Floor from Psycho Candy, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so that's sort of the deal here, is that we're having a show devoted to Psycho Candy and the book from the 33 and a Third series, written by Paula Mejia. And you know, it's really interesting how the whole band came together. I mean, it was in high school, but just the addition of Bobby Gillespie as a super fan is just somebody who was following them around. And the band went to Glasgow before they went to London, so that was their first stop, but it wasn't much of a better stop. There really wasn't a lot going on. I mean, there was nothing going on where they were growing up in East Kilbride, but there wasn't enough really to keep them in Glasgow, so they went to London from there, and that's how they met Alan McGee. And they played I think it was a free show, and it was like 20 minutes or something. And they were, you know, the band, Jim and William Reid, were fighting on stage, and they were drunk, and, you know, and everything was just a big mess. And, you know, it was just pure chaos. So I don't understand how Alan McGee, he saw something in them and went and signed them, and the rest is, I guess, history. But still, pretty impressive. Let's continue on. Cut Dead is the next track we're going to play. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Sex Pistols with EMI. Nevermind the Bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols. Before that, the Stooges with I Wanna Be Your Dog. How about that for a back-to-back off the Stooges debut? And then we had the 13th Floor Elevators. What the hell were they doing in there with You're Gonna Miss Me? But that's their big hit, so I don't know. It's okay. The Psychedelic Sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators was the name of that record, which came out in 1966. So I guess we're led to believe that's one of their earlier influences, the Jesus and Mary Chain, as I can hear that on the radio. I can scratch my neck there. And the Jesus and Mary Chain's Cut Dead started things off. Songs on this record are great. I mean, it's funny that the lyrics, you can't really hear them that clearly, which kind of begat these ridiculously named shoegazing subgenre, I guess you might call it, from the late 80s, early 90s. But what was my point? Well, you know, my point is this, is like, you know, a lot of the lyrics were about lovesick nonsense, or about, you know, girls, unrequited love, that type of thing. And, you know, with harsh music and sweet lyrics, it was kind of an interesting combination, which lends itself to kind of a lot of classic, you know, pop music tropes, I guess, if you will. I sound like I'm spinning a lot of BS, but this is actually what's in the book, I'm telling you, and it's interesting stuff. You know, so it's, you know, and a lot of people see the music as being part of Britpop, and this is kind of like indicative of the Britpop genre, which later... We saw Oasis and Blur and all that other stuff in the 90s. And what is there now that's Britpop? I have no idea. Anyway, moving on. Up next, My Little Underground from Psycho Candy, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Found. may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Reclining in your hair, 'cause you're my baby. vision. It's so sweet. Your vibrations are burning up my feet. Cause you're my babe. Yes, you're my love.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. And that's, of course, T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex, Mark Bowen, a hero of Jim and William Reed. We heard Jeepster from the great Electric Warrior record before that. The Beach Boys with God Only Knows. Just in case you weren't wondering, the Jesus and Mary Chain, they really wanted to be pop stars. Even though their music was incredibly noisy and everything, well, all they wanted to do was just to be pop stars. And so we have that laid out before you. Before that, Sometimes from My Bloody Valentine off of Loveless, and it was My Little Underground started things off. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. This has been our show devoted to, I guess we have time for maybe one or two more. See if I can squeeze that in. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. We're going to go with Something's Wrong off of Psycho Candy here on 91.5 WMFO, 1,000 points of light.